Talk Radio.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move in.
You said it is done. Can you?
And if he said it, you can believe it. Welcome to the Word Unknown. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. I want to make mention of the fact that, oh, praise God, Pastor Bell is on the road, and we're going to see if she's able to do prayer, and if so, we're going to ask Pastor Bell to give us a word of prayer to get us started this week.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you for that song. You said, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
It is done.
It
Amen. 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 Reading from John, the 7th chapter, verses 38 and 39. From the King James, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should never, should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen, amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for your word, thanking you for another day, thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches this word, and thanking you for those who have called in and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We give you praise, Father. Lord, we just give you thanks for your traveling mercies. We're thanking you for your peace of mind. We're just thanking you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, Father God. We're thanking you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, watching over us day and night, Father God. So we ask that you be with all those who ask us to keep them lifted in prayer. Father God, those that are sick and studying, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Lord, we know you're a way maker out of no way. There's some that are going through, and they don't share that with everyone. But, Lord, give them peace and help them, Father God, to draw closer to you, Father God. Lord, allow us, Lord, to share your word with others, Father God. Now, Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to the word today and help us, Father God, to receive it. Keep our hearts open and bless our pastor as he teaches this word right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we find if anything and everything that may not be like you, by Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. I thank God for you. I pray y'all continue to be safe on your travel. Hallelujah. Just happy to hear your voice. We're still dealing with some things from last week. We had a beautiful review on yesterday. Those that have not heard it, go back and get the tape. I had a couple of people to compliment what went on yesterday, but however, there is a God of this world in 2 Corinthians 4. And so we're going to touch on that a little bit today. We're going to touch on the fact that a life of ministry, and we're going to touch on that a little bit. We want to touch on the fact that an affliction for the church, that's where we are at. And Pastor read something the other day. It just almost like blew me away. And then I had to go back and reread this thing. And I'm going to ask Pastor she'll read it again. It's over in 2 Corinthians 4. I want to say it was in, what verse was that? 3 and 4. But she read it at the Messenger Bible. And it was the way it came out. So we want to deal with that. And for those that don't know it, there's hope in the storm.
Amen.
There is hope in the storm. Hope, then know that the anchor of your soul, there is yet hope. So we're going to touch on those things a little bit today. I'm outside. I'm working. I'm not outside working. I'm working on the inside, but I'm not at the house. I'm not at the place where I normally broadcast. So y'all continue to pray for me that the Lord will just use me today. And at this time, we're going to we'll start off with 2 Corinthians 4 and 3 and 4. It says, but if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. Underline that, people. In whom the God, little G, of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. Now, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. From the Message Bible. If our message is obscure to anyone because we're holding back in any way, no, it's because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention. All they have eyes for is the fashionable god of darkness. They think he can give them what they want, and that they won't have to bother believing a truth they can't see. They're stone blind to the day spring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God we'll ever get. Amen.
And one thing I want to thank, thanks so much, Pastor, is one thing I want to comment on, and that is, and we'll get into this week, but it actually jumped out at me when I read this, and when she said it, had to go back and reread it. It said, I mean, my computer here, this is going to do right. Okay, it says, it is because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what you just read, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. Mm-hmm.
People ain't serious with the word of God. You find a lot of people, they're not serious when it comes to the word of God. And what I call serious is probably different than a lot of people. But serious to me is life and death. Serious to me means... hey, I just need some attention immediately. But they say ASAP, if not sooner. Mm-hmm. It's serious. It's just as serious if your heart was out of your chest, laying on a operating. That's how serious it is. The word of God should be serious because it's your life. Yeah. It's your ministry. Mm-hmm. So that's why Romans 14, we won't get into all of it, but Romans 14 and 16, I want you to read that. And then we're going to, like I said, we're going to talk about all this stuff, but in Romans 14, 16, can you read that? Well, okay. Well, I'm going to let Evangelist William, you should read Romans 14:16.
Yes, Pastor. Romans 14:16. Let not your good be evil spoken of.
Amen.
Amen.
And from the Message Bible, would you risk sending them to hell over an item in their diet? Don't you dare let a piece of God's blessed food become an occasion of soul poisoning. Amen.
Amen.
If you get a chance, read that whole thing. But we recognize that the Holy Spirit, but we recognize first, I should say, that the Holy Spirit give us life, saving us from every form of evil power, transforming our human nature until it is in a divine order. God, it's a process. God is getting us in this divine order. Listen, brothers and sisters, God loves you like that, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So you might remove your hand and forget it and say, okay, Lord, whatever it is, I'm going along with it. He transformed our human nature until it is in a divine order, brothers and sisters. Then in that divine order, we see the Lord of hosts can very beautiful. I see God as a beautiful life. And he said, you know what? I want you to be part of this life because I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I want you to read Galatians 5:16. So you can see that the life he gives, after he arranged us to be part of that divine life, it's a process. And yeah, we go through some things, and we'll talk about the storm in a moment. But I want you to see this. Your ministry, you're living this life. In Galatians 5:16, read that for me, please.
Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen.
Amen. Galatians 5:16 from the Message Bible. My counsel is this: live freely, animated and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't see the compulsions of selfishness. Amen.
Amen.
See,
amen.
You start living in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So when the Holy Spirit is perfectly in charge, your light began to get brighter. I have to say this because it unveils the truth. Listen, brothers and sisters, to walk in the Spirit means you're walking in the Word of God. I told somebody just yesterday, I don't know why y'all don't know this Word is real, man. If they did this to Jesus, they're going to do it to you. If they slapped Jesus upside the head, you might well toot yours up, buddy, because it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
That's when you know that the Word of God is real.
Yes.
You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trials. But let me tell you what, right now, there's hope in the storm.
Yes, hallelujah.
I said there's hope in the storm.
Yes.
Matthew 8:23-27. And I want to say something else because I believe that it is just as important for God to, he could just God can do it. I just wish I had a way of telling you this. Listen, brothers and sisters. Paul said, may God give us a very neat inward discerning of our heart purity. In other words, we want to go to heaven. But let me tell you, it is far better for us to go, but it is far better, he said, for the church that we stay. People need you. You have no idea. There are people waiting for a word from you. Mm-hmm. And instead of you worrying about, well, Lord, what can I minister? How can I do this? Well, we're taking on other tasks. And then you dead, okay? Let me just go and tell you. You're dead. The life that you now live, you're living in the spirit. You're living under God's control. So you can't be what you used to be. You can't do what you used to do. You don't have that any longer. It died.
Thank you, Lord.
See, there's another side of it. So when Paul realized that that truth was that he could depart, you know, and be with Christ, because that'd been far better. And I'm telling you what the Word of God said. So he come to another place and said, you know what? Man, it's probably better off I stay here and proclaim the gospel, because this is our gospel. Somebody need to hear. Everybody can't hear. But there's a few more folks that God wants you to touch. I don't know. Maybe you want to give them a word. But you can't put your light out right now. It's not time. This is the time you need to let it shine. Because you're a minister.
Amen.
God ain't changing his mind. Ain't changing his plan. He ain't going to do it for you. I'm sorry. But the storm, they're like with Jesus. God didn't change his tune with the storm. Read that for me, sister, please.
Yes, Matthew 8:23-27. And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye little faith, of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the man marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Then he got in a boat, his disciples with him. The next thing they knew, they were in a severe storm. Waves were crashing into the boat, and he was sound asleep. They roused him, pleading, Master, save us. We're going down. Jesus reprimanded them. Why are you such cowards, such faint hearts? Then he stood up and told the wind to be silent, the sea to quiet down, silent. The sea became smooth as glass. The men rubbed their eyes, astonished. What's going on here? Wind and sea come to heal at his command. Amen.
Amen, amen.
There is hope in the storm, brothers and sisters. See, many people in the world, and maybe even you, are facing terrible storms in their, you know, in your life. I don't know who it is, but maybe it's a broken home. Maybe somebody is joblessness, a loneliness, or a loss. You know, maybe financially struggling. And the world seem to don't care. But I want to tell you, at the very fabric of hope, some may even feel as though there is loss, like they did in the sea. The boat was doing this thing with the hurricane. Many wondered how on earth Mary baby is on this ship and this is happening to us. How on earth this same man that stooped down one day and took some dirt and some saliva and put it on a man's eyes and told him to go to the pool of Bethesda and wash. And the man come back talking about, I was blind, but now I see. This man is on board, and the wind knew better. Just like that fig tree knew that Jesus was passing by, and it was supposed to produce. So the wind, in the midst of all of this, these people think they're going to die.
Yeah.
Save us, Lord. I mean, we're about to perish here. Jesus stood up and rebuked the wind. Yes, and this is important, brothers and sisters, because he rebuked the wind. He didn't necessarily rebuke the sea. He said, peace be to the sea. So some things you're going to have to rebuke. And sometimes you may have to rebuke your own self. But you rebuke some stuff, especially when it comes to the word of God. Rebuke it. They may not understand it. They ain't supposed to understand it.
All right.
Amen.
Satan don't miss a beat. And that's what I want to tell you. But I want you to know, God is still in control. Satan causes wind to such hurricane to come on and do its thing against Jesus' disciples. Well, you know, a house divided, it won't stand. So God didn't do that wind. God didn't cause that to come about.
All right.
God didn't do that. He wouldn't have did that. He didn't want them people to die. That ain't God's stuff. That was the devil in control. But now God is in all power. But see, this was an opportunity. It was an opportunity. So these storms ought to teach us where we should turn when the storm arrives in our lives. Sometimes people get interrupted for all kind of reasons. They get challenges in their lives for all kind of reasons. Even as this indicated that God was still in attendance. God was still there, hadn't went nowhere, but he expected Jesus to do his thing. So the disciples had enough sense to say, Jesus, you don't care that we perish. Now, first of all, the man was trying to sleep, okay? They went and woke him up. They didn't have to wake him up. See, a lot of times, God expects for us to do things, and Jesus became that light for us. We need to sometimes rebuke some stuff. What comes out of people's mouths, and you know it's not right. You know it's not God. Yeah. You know they lost. And because they have education, don't mean they know what's going on. Pastor just read a few minutes ago, they're going the wrong way. And they refuse to give it serious attention. Everybody ain't serious about this word, man. And when you get serious, Satan knows it. He knows it. He knows it.
Amen.
Guess what? But even in the even when the world seems out of control, remember that Jesus is in the boat with you. Remember that he's in your spirit. Remember he said in Matthew 28, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." So you ain't going nowhere without him. Preach. I'm trying to do the best case.
Amen.
You ain't going nowhere. If you think I'm, can you read Psalm 23? Matter of fact, we'll do that. Read Psalm 23 and 6. because I want you to know you can't get away. You can't. I mean, you can try to get away. You can try to change course. When God can call you, you better recognize, baby. You better recognize and realize who following you, who got you, really got you. To your friends only for a minute, and you don't know what they're doing behind your back. I won't even go there. That's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day.
All right.
When I was, he made some backstabbers. Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all may, that came out, I think, about the 70s. Oh, backstabbers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you don't, like I said, that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. But in Psalms 23:6, read that for me.
Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen.
Yeah, you can't get away, baby. It's too late. God following you. You look to the right, mercy is there. You look to the left, goodness is there. And then he said, surely. Take a moment and tell you what this word surely means. It's a guarantee. Surely.
Amen.
It's serious business. When you say surely, you guarantee him this. This ain't no, this is coming from God himself. He said, I'm going to be with you. Okay, where you go? I'm going to follow you. You can run up there in the crack house. He coming up in there with you. If nothing but to tell the enemy, give him some bad crack or whatever, and you'll be up out of there to the bar. Matter of fact, God have allowed me to go up in a church and told me, said, don't preach up in here, and them people thought I was crazy. Sure did. But that's how God works you. See, I didn't know until after they had a committee there looking for a pastor. And they were going to offer him some real nice money. And I was getting ready to preach up in there. Had no idea until after the fact that these people, they come to hear you. Pastor said, they're looking for a pastor. I said, oh, praise the Lord. They said, no, you don't understand. They're coming to hear you. They're interested in calling a pastor. Now, anybody else would have, oh, man, wow. But, hey, I thank God, because I might have fell for the okey-doke.
All right.
I might have got stuck up in there dealing with a bunch of knuckleheads.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, them deacons want to run the church, and then some of them sisters, too. And then, you know, if you got a good choir, they're running. Well, God ain't called for that kind of foolishness.
Amen.
Yes.
See, I know that this is a life of ministry. So he said, now, don't let your good be spoken of as evil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that this is a pressing way.
I'm glad that.
And we'll get into it, brothers and sisters. Hopefully, don't know when, but I read something over in Philippians. I think it was the 4th chapter. I got 2 more scriptures it's Philippians 4. Y'all tell me we didn't read this. Philippians 4. And matter of fact, you started the 4th verse, but I think I want to go through the 7th verse. I don't know who this is for, but the Lord told me to just speak it. So I'm going to go ahead on the speaking. Go through the 8th verse now. From the 4th verse to the 8th verse, that's Philippians 4, verses 4 through the 8th verse.
Philippians 4:4-8. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think of these things. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any time. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I say you'll do best by filling your mind and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, pathetic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned. Okay, I'll stop right there. Put into practice what you've learned. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Put in practice what you learned. Well, I don't know who that was for. The Lord just said read that. So I thank you. But I know one thing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, pray. Grant supplication. And then do it with thanksgiving. And then go tell God about it.
Amen.
And he's going to give you a peace. Man, I wish I had that. He's going to give you a peace. Which passes all understanding. And he's doing it for your spirit. And if you notice what it said, that he shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Not Jesus Christ, but through Christ Jesus, through the Spirit. Okay, we're at that point, brothers and sisters, where anybody have any comments, press 1. And we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Any comments?
Amen, amen. Good listen. Good listen.
Okay. If not, I'm going to say this, brothers and sisters. I won't do it today, but there's a God of this world, and his name's Satan, and we're going to get into it this week because some people just don't believe there's Satan. If God talk to Satan and tell him what to do, what make you think Satan had died or went on vacation? He's still alive. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth. He's still in here. He's walking up and down in it. He's alive, brothers and sisters. He's alive on planet earth. Yeah. That's what the Bible
Amen.
Says.
Yeah.
That's why Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. He's real.
Yeah.
He's real. Yeah. So you need to stop thinking he's not real. He's not a myth.
Amen.
He's real.
Amen.
And the Bible says when the sons of God went to present themselves before the Lord, Satan came also. Man, I mean, he came right along with it. So when you get ready to pray, when you get ready to do anything, you better, I'm telling you, Satan is on one side, but aren't you glad that God gave us Psalm 23:6? Because he got to get behind
it. Amen.
He got it. And the Lord rebuked him then. See, when you put him in his place, then the Bible says the Lord rebuked you, Satan.
Amen.
Okay. But if you walk around here thinking that there's no God of this world and you can't decide which one it is, well, brother and sister, stay tuned. This he's alive.
Amen.
Amen.
And he may be right there in your living room.
Yeah.
Well, I know he was at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go ahead and tell the Lord to make the crooked way straight, because I got to get to the phone company sometime. But anyway, anybody else have anything else they want to share? Pastor, you good?
Blessed, Pastor. Better than good. I'm blessed.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, checking with you. Yeah, we're going to continue to pray your travel.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.